For almost 2 months, Russia has targeted Ukraine's energy grid in an attempt to sap and freeze the country's morale. At one point, more than 10 million Ukrainians had no electricity or heat. Special correspondent Volodymyr Solohub and videographer Pavlo Suhodolsky report from Kyiv on the cat-and-mouse game between Russia and the Ukrainian workers who are risking their lives to keep the country running.
They call them the new heroes, Ukrainian electrical workers doing the impossible, keeping the lights on despite relentless Russian attacks on critical infrastructure. Andriy Medina is the repair team leader and says for weeks his unit has been working almost nonstop.
We have been fixing the equipment that was destroyed as the result of the blackouts and the power spikes, but also as the result of the fighting that was happening around Kyiv.
They face a constant threat. Russia launched hundreds of strikes with Iranian-made drones and Russian missiles. And the crews are in the crossfire. Russian attacks have killed at least 4 workers of this energy company alone.
It's difficult. The staff is scared. When a rocket flies over your head or something explodes nearby, sometimes people just refuse to work. Not because they don't want to, but because their mental health is suffering.
Ukrainian officials say more than 500 cities, towns, and villages face power problems. Russia has struck nearly every major substation that routes power between regions. And now the country is running out of parts to fix the Soviet-era grid. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba recently urged allies to send spare parts quickly.
And we need transformers. When we have transformers and generators, we can restore our system, our energy grid, and provide people with decent living conditions, which President Putin is trying to deprive them of.
USAID and the U.S. Embassy have delivered tens of millions of dollars worth of emergency generators. And late last month, the U.S. pledged an additional $53 million for the acquisition of parts like the transformers that run high-voltage power into home electricity. The U.S. even purchased body armor for utility workers.
This assault on the energy infrastructure, this assault against civilians in every corner of the country is not normal and can't be normalized. And there needs to be an understanding of the brutalization of the country that is quite simply barbaric.
And it is constant. The workers repair and the Russian military destroys the infrastructure again. In a 24-year career, Medina has never faced such challenges.
To have a complete destruction of substations, complete destruction of equipment, I've never seen anything like this before.
According to the most recent estimates by the Ukrainian government, almost 50% of country's energy infrastructure has been destroyed by Russian-targeted attacks. This means that millions of people all across the country are experiencing daily blackouts.
One such family is Marina and Alexander Moroz and their 2 kids, 13-year-old Eve and 4-year-old David. Marina showed us how they survive blackouts, some of which have lasted days.
We have candles, we have power banks for our phones, and while we have natural gas, we're lucky because we can boil water, cook some food for our kids, make some tea or some soup.
But the real challenge is David's inhaler. He needs it for his heart condition, and the inhaler needs electricity. Marina tries to have him use it between the blackouts. Marina and her family brace for winter with the help of hand-knitted slippers, a present from her mother-in-law.
Our biggest challenge is the school. Right now it's online. Whenever there's a blackout, there's no internet, and it's a problem for both kids and teachers. Classes are often being canceled.
The blackouts are designed to sap the country's morale, and they're a challenge, especially because her husband works from home. But they're not planning to leave. When I ask why, she switches to English.
It's very important to stay our family together in Kyiv, really with my sister Nia and the doctors of David, and to stay home and help our country.
Even despite all the difficulties and all the hardships that this winter is promising,
I think this winter will be the hardest winter of our lives.
Cardiac surgeons in a hospital without power recently had to save a child's life using headlamps. Ukrainian resilience is on display at Kyiv heating points. They call them invincibility centers. These are equipped with generators, heating equipment, and some even have a satellite internet. People come to charge their phones, stay warm, or even keep up their schoolwork.
We come here because when there's no electricity, we can't do our homework since we need internet and power for our devices.
This center is a savior for these freshman students, who say they will keep coming here for as long as they're open. But Kyiv's mayor admits these aren't enough in case of a long-term blackout for a city of 3 million facing a long, dark, and cold winter. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Volodymyr Soloub from Kyiv, Ukraine.